Sudan's defense minister yesterday accused anti-government fighters of trying to create a second Benghazi in the border state of southern Kordofan. The Libyan coastal city of Benghazi is the seat of power for rebels trying to oust the country's leader Muammar Gaddafi. North Sudan's military has been fighting southern-aligned groups in southern Kordofan for more than 2 weeks, raising tensions as the south prepares to secede on July the 9th. John Ashworth is Sudan advisor to the Southern African Bishops' Conference. He says that Khartoum's military manoeuvres are of concern, but that independence will go ahead.
I think this may be a statement by the government that they've had to let the south go, but they're not prepared to let Abyei go. They also have their own allies in the area, the Nasiriya tribe, who are not residents of Abyei, but they're claiming that they should have the right to vote in the referendum because they passed through Abyei as part of their seasonal nomadic migration for grazing. And they're not united by any means. Not all Nasiriya feel this way, but it may be that the government is pandering to the wing of the Nasiriya, who are their supporters, by taking this tough stance to try and keep Abyei in the north.